Blog Talk Radio.
I'm giving you some enlightening words to live by. Put God first, and you will find Him with you right up to the last. Sister Speak, Ebony Magazine. Put God first, and you will find Him with you right up to the last. Sister Speak, Ebony Magazine. The more you do what you say, the more what you say comes true. Ed Blount. The more you do what you say, the more what you say comes true. Ed Blount. Never do anything for just one reason. Charles Ashley. Never do anything for just one reason. Charles Ashley. Old men are for counsel. Young men are for war. Nate Gatewood. Old men are for counsel, and young men are for war. Nate.
Ladies, I want to welcome you. You look so beautiful. I feel your beautifulness. Yes, this is the first International Life Program for Seasons of Wisdom. And on behalf of the I Am Special Movement, Uplifted Connections, the parent sponsor, and the official corporate sponsor, media sponsor, Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, we are glad that you are here. We want you to enjoy this night that is to empower you to live fully and implement your life purpose. I am your host, Ms. Myra Smith Fry, and we, the members of Seasons of Wisdom, are so elated that you chose to join us here tonight. We definitely want to say a special ladylike shout-out to all of you, to our sponsors, to the attendees, to the presenters, and the participants. And we, in his memory, our mentor, our friend, our colleague, Mr. T. Wayne Gatewood, better known as the Builder, we are here tonight to put into action what you have shared with us about our gifts, our talents, and using them to build somebody up, to uplift somebody. And we are doing just that. And I have the awesome, awesome privilege of presenting to you our mistress of ceremony for the evening, Miss Julia Bland, our sister, our friend, known as Miss Voice.
Thank you, Myra. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to everyone. We appreciate your being with us this evening for this great occasion. Something for your thoughts. The reward is not so great without the struggle. The triumph cannot be had without the struggle. And ladies and gentlemen, again, we are presenting and dedicating this great event this evening to our champion, teacher, mentor, helper, friend, Mr. T. Wayne Gatewood, better known as The Builder. Now, let me give you just a little quick overview of our program. We will have a prayer by Kim Underwood, Welcome by Jessica Raspberry, a poem by Mr. Emmett Schenkel III, a spiritual segment from Kim Underwood, Fitness and Time Management by Dana Simone Saval, Using Your Good China by Star Babatun. There will be a quote discussion by the Season of Wisdom Spoken Word Artist. Closing prayer, Ms. Barbara Watson, Remarks by Season of Wisdom Spoken Word Artist, and music by Shanae Mora. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Ms. Jessica Raspberry.
Welcome. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to the porch tonight for the inaugural Life Program presentation by the I Am Special Movement and this evening's facilitators, Seasons of Wisdom. We are especially grateful to all of you who have chosen to join us on this evening to sow, yes, sow, into not only your current life season, but for all the women's lives, your family's lives, and the many others within whom you share your life and passions. We applaud you and honor you. We already feel the love, support, and encouragement you brought to this event tonight. We want you to know that, yes, you are special, and that you are to live your life with wisdom during each season. Again, we welcome you to a night of empowerment, information, and implementation. My sisters, enjoy your seasons of wisdom. Welcome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. Emmett Schenkel III. He is a poet, a husband, a national poetry champion. Mr. Emmett Schenkel III.
Peace and blessings to everyone. The title of this poem is called Season of Faith. Man uses seasons to tell the time of year. God uses seasons to draw his people near. Intercessory prayer was needed for her to see. She was not where God wanted her to be. She buried her God-given talents beneath the sand as she worked tirelessly at her job given to her by man. She thought winter marked the death of her career, but it actually revealed the birth of her calling. She prayed prayers to break every chain, but in her heart, she knew she was stalling. Spring showers came in the form of her own tears. Single mom with two jobs, she remembered those years. Finally, one night, she asked God, "Why so much darkness in just one life? 'Tis the brighter you shine, so that your future husband may find his wife." Summer began, and it was her season of submission at last. She gave it to God, her heart that she guarded from the past. The enemy still tries to attack, but there is no use. She let it all go, physical, verbal, and sexual abuse. Blessings fell from the sky like the leaves of the fall. Hold on to your faith through each season, one and all. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Emmett. And what I gather from all of that, and this is something that each and every one of us has to continue to believe, is that we give things to God, he'll take care of it for us. Now we were spiritual. And this way is Kim Underwood.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let's just open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you just to give you glory, honor, and praise, and to thank you. Your word declares that we are to come to you as a source of wisdom. For wisdom, we are coming to you tonight. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will touch us in your infinite wisdom, O God. Touch us in a way like no other, O God. Every plan that we put before you, Father, Lord God, implement it with your divine wisdom. Father, we thank you, O God, that you're able to rightly divide the word of truth and your word, Father, Lord God, are doers of us, O God. So we thank you right now, O God. Father, we pray right now that you will instruct us and teach us in our way that we should go, that we will follow you all the days of our life. Direct our steps, O God. Incline our ears to hear your voice and correct us, Father, Lord God, when we go astray. Father, we thank you for the gift of discernment tonight, Father, Lord God. Help us to know the difference between godly and ungodly intentions, spirits, prophecies, actions, and gifts. By your power, Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us, Father, Lord God. Have your way, O God, with your people tonight. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, fitness and time management is Dana Simone Saval. How are you?
Good evening. I am fabulous. Lady.
I'm so sorry. Y'all, we're so glad to be here tonight. I just need to back up for a moment. Sister Kim just did the prayer, and we thank her for it because it definitely got us on fire. I need to offer my apologies, but we were supposed to go from there into our presentations, and I'm supposed to be introducing. Okay. But it's still a great evening. So let me back up. We can go ahead and start with you, my friend, Ms. Dana Simone Saval. You are a television host. You are an author, a travel agent, and a bank examiner. And more than that, you're a mother who definitely knows how to live out her season of wisdom. And I thank you that you're about to share with us about fitness and time management. Thank you.
And well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Myra. I appreciate that. I am so glad to be here. Welcome, everyone. Ladies, I am speaking specifically to you tonight. What do you mean when you say you don't have time? We say it all the time. Someone asks you, why didn't you call? I didn't have time. Why didn't you get here to wish them well? I didn't have time. Why didn't you go to the gym? I didn't have time. But what are you really saying when you say, I don't have time? I have 24 hours. You have 24 hours. We all have the same 24 hours. The problem is not that you don't have time. The problem is you aren't managing your time effectively. That's the problem. The other problem is that we give too much of ourselves to everyone else, and we completely lack when it comes to us. First and foremost, you're going to give everything to yourself, your energy, your time, your thoughts, your laughs, your cries, your tears, whatever that is. You start with you first. Everybody else is secondary. Your kids, your husband, they are secondary. But as women, we tend to forget who's the most important person in their life, and that is you. We can't replace you. If you disappear, if you died, if you went on your merry little way, guess what's going to happen to everyone else in your life? They'll cry for a minute, and then they'll continue to live their life. So live yours now by managing your time. Three things I want you to walk away with tonight that I want you to just resonate over. During the introduction, you heard Myra say that I was a travel agent, author, mom, talk show host, and a bank examiner. I do all of that in the course of my 24 hours. What's in your 24? I say that all the time. That's also the title of my book, What's in Your 24? You have to put in your time and in your day what's really important to you. It's about that vision. It's about what it is that you see yourself doing, whether it's for an hour, whether it's for 30 minutes, however that is. Three things I want you to know. Don't let other people hijack your to-do list. Whatever it is that you're going to set out to do for that day, you want to write it down. Because if you don't write it down, it really doesn't exist. Write it down first. And don't let other people come into your to-do list if they weren't there originally. If they're not there by 7 a.m., on the day you wake up and give praise, guess what? They shouldn't be on the to-do list. Now, that's not to say you won't modify, you won't change things throughout the course of the day, because things do happen, but only when things happen that are necessary for you to modify that to-do list, not because you're trying to accommodate somebody else. Somebody better need blood or a kidney before you be changing that to-do list. So don't let anybody hijack it from you. The second thing, our biggest struggle as females, number one thing I read about all the time and I talk about all the time, is how to stay fit. Where do you fit in the time to go to the gym? Where do you fit in the time to get that workout in? How do I remain healthy? How can I do this and still do everything else in my life? Take care of the kids, be a great wife, be a great worker, be on time, be a great spiritual advocate. How do I do all this in the course of my day? You have to utilize the time that you think you don't have more effectively. For instance, there are weights in every room of my house, every room, bathroom, living room, dining room, kitchen. Everywhere I go in my house, there are a set of weights. In my office, there are a set of weights next to my keyboard. Guess what happens every hour on the hour? My phone goes off. And it tells me, get a workout in, do my shoulders, do my tries and buys, whether that's one set or two sets, every hour and hour, it tells me to do that. Now, do I get it in every hour and hour? Maybe not. But guess what? I get at least five or six in that I didn't get in before. I'm doing more in the course of a day and trying to get that workout in than you've probably done trying to force yourself to go to the gym. So find ways to get that workout in. It's really kind of easy. The other thing, last thing, remain relevant. I can't tell you enough how relevant you need to remain. If you get married and you were working, keep working. If you're going to school, stay in school. Because if all things change around you, you want to remain relevant. Keep skills. That's what I want you to do. Thank you for your time. Remember to live to learn and learn to live. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dana, for that. I tell you, thank you so much, Dana. I feel like I have no excuses anymore. I am to be fit. I am to manage my time. Thank you so much. And now we have coming to the porch none other than Kim Underwood. She's a minister of the gospel. She's a prayer warrior. She is a radio personality, and she's a mother, a wife, and a dedicated friend and sister. We are excited to have her and elated to have her speaking to us about spiritual wisdom.
There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. Ladies, I believe your season is to uproot what has been erroneously planted. I believe there are some things we have planted out of our emotions that should have never touched the soil, became a part of our lives. Therefore, I am challenging you to look at some areas of your life this evening, the next month, the remaining of the year, so that you can be realigned with the plans of God. How do we do that? We must implement. We must dedicate our time for God, dedicating that 45 minutes a day so that God can realign us to the original plan. He is your master plan. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. So you need to stop and think about what you have been doing for the last 6 months of this year. Has it provided you what you really needed? Has it been beneficial for you and others that are around you? Do you see the fruits of your labor? If your response is no, it is time for you to rededicate yourself to God. Put that alarm clock on, rise up every morning, come and be a part of our Breakfast for Your Soul call every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 6 a.m. and be empowered with God's word so that you can see the fruits of your labor come January 2016. God bless you, and remember to dedicate 45 minutes of your time with God.
Minister Kim, what an awesome assignment. 25 minutes to God. That, I believe, ladies, should be doable. If you can't do the whole 25, break it up in segments. But do it anyway. I think there's a running theme here tonight. That we have the time when we make the time. Thank you so much for that, Minister Kim. And now, I am really elated to bring to the porch none other than my friend, my sister, Ms. Star Babatun. She is an award-winning trainer and professional speaker. She is an entrepreneur. She's a mother, and she's also known as a sales strategist. I'm just wondering what she's going to brighten our lights with tonight. None other than herself, the Star Light Point, or Star Points, that is, Ms. Star Babatun.
Good evening. Good evening, Mike, Myra. Thank you so much for having me on the porch tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Star Babatun. I am the creator of Star Points. Star Points are short, motivational messages that are designed to inspire, enlighten, and inform. The Star Point that I want to share with you tonight is called Use the Good China. Floyd Price walked into his mother's house 2 weeks after her funeral with a heavy heart. He was there to sort through her things, to see what needed to be thrown away, what needed to be given away, and what he and his siblings might want to keep. He knew it was going to be a hard day, but it had to get done. And honestly, he didn't do too poorly. You know, he got through the bedrooms and the bathroom, the living room. Right about late afternoon, he was making his way into the kitchen. And while he was in the kitchen, he was pulling things down on the shelf, and he noticed that there was a box. It was way up on the third shelf, pushed all the way in the back. And Floyd reached up for this box, and he set it down on the counter. And he recognized it immediately. It was the good china that he and his siblings had bought for their mother. See, they bought her some good china because they wanted her to have something special after all that she had been through, all that she had done for her children. They wanted her to have something special. Floyd also noticed that the box was not open because his mother never used that good china. See, she was always waiting for a special occasion, you know, something special. Now, there were, you know, special occasions. There were Thanksgivings and Christmas dinners. There were babies born and weddings celebrated, but his mother never brought out that good china. And now it was too late. I don't know what it was, but something about that fact just tore into him and caused him to fall apart. His mother had this gift right there, right in her hand, and she never used it, and now she never would. You know, it was right there in that kitchen on that day that Floyd decided he was going to take that china home and that he was going to use it every single day. That's right. If he had people over for dinner, he used the good china. If he was just having a slice of pizza by himself, he was using the good china. Heck, if he brought some Dunkin' Donuts home, he pulled out the good china, and he was using the good china. He was using the good china every single day, because this is what he learned, that if he does not use it now, when he is gone, it'll be too late. And it is my belief that you and I are also in possession of some good china. Now, I'm not talking about the actual plates that you eat off. I'm talking about that special gift, that special something that we were born with, that thing we were born to do. Now, I don't know what it is for you. It might be that you have an ability to talk to children, to inspire them, to take different direction in their lives. Perhaps you have a gift for helping people lose weight or to get in shape. Perhaps that is your good china. Or perhaps you can make a sweet potato pie that will bring tears to your eyes. Whatever it is, I know for sure that you have something special. You were born with a gift, with something that makes you uniquely you. And what I ask of you, or what I suggest to you, is that you take some time, you figure out what that is. You find out what your good china is, and by all means, you use that good china. You use it right now, because when you are gone, it'll be too late. My name is Star Babatun, encouraging you to embrace your inner light and be the star you were born to be.
Star Babatun. Wow, I can see the light. I'm going to have to put my shades on. But I'm going to start figuring out where my good china is, and then I'm going to pull it out, and I'm going to use it. What about you, ladies? Are you going to do the same? Oh, my goodness. We have really had some challenges put on us tonight. I mean, dynamic speakers, great at what they do, but it felt like we were just having a conversation. I wonder why. Oh, I know. That's because we're on the porch. I forgot to tell everybody to make sure you had your mason jar full of water, lemonade, or tea, because we're definitely on a learning journey tonight with me and all of these wonderful people that have chosen to be a part of this first inaugural International Life Program, Seasons of Wisdom, a night of empowerment, information, and implementation. And what an implementation we've been inspired and motivated to do. Yes, thank you so much. We're going to have a short station break, and then we'll be back.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
the Lord,
your
feet. It's an aristocratic.
An aristocratic.
Listen, the gold of the enemy.
The gold of the
enemy. To keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that
there's power
when you speak.
So
be mindful
of the words you release.
See,
I know
that life has challenged you, but the King in me.
Born to rule,
and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. on, y'all. Let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves. But the king in me.
I hope that tonight has been a valuable experience for you. It's been one where of learning and excitement all wrapped up in one for me, and I'm sure my co-members of the group. We're learning, we're growing. We appreciate you with your patience, your support, and your love as we channel into this new assignment that God has given us. We sure hope that you understand what you need to do to get a great spiritual foundation. We hope you know what you need to do so that you can fit fitness into your time and that you realize that you have some good china that you need to use. Didn't they do it for us? Didn't they bring it? Minister Kim, Dana Simone Stovall, and Star Babatoon, they have sold in us tonight, and I feel like we're going to reap the benefit, and we thank them because they're going to reap the benefit too. And now you're going to have an introduction by Greg Walker of Greg Inspires.
Good evening. I am Greg Walker, a motivational speaker known as the Big Dreamer. And tonight is definitely a dream come true, as I have the awesome privilege to introduce the members of the inspirational vocal group, Seasons of Wisdom. These ladies, who are more like sisters, have formed a bond. They are using their spoken word abilities to inspire, motivate all of us, especially women of all seasons of life, to live their lives with poise, wisdom, and determination, to stay on their journey no matter what crosses their path or, more importantly, tries to block their path. Just to give a little more information about each of them, Miss Jessica Raspberry is a native-born Louisianian who is Texas-raised. She brings a spring-like influence to the group, sprinkled with just the right amount of wisdom, seasoned with the experience of one in their autumn, summer, or winter season. Education has played a big part in her journey. Honors associate graduate from AIB College, as well as a recipient of a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from the same institute. Family has always and continues to important part of her life. To those that know her, the choice to delay her own life's plans to help take care of her ill father was in line with her love and devotion to her family. Community is also very important to Miss Jessica, which is why she served in AmeriCorps. She considered this her opportunity to build her professional resume while still giving back where the needs were the greatest. Miss Jessica is the co-host and creator of the concept Jumping Points, Wisdom Quotes Tidbits, heard weekly on the porch home to the I Am Special Sunday Night Inspirational Call. Being a member of Seasons of Wisdom is in line with her desire to be an educator, to work with students of all ages, to better understand their needs and try to fulfill those needs. I introduce to you Miss Jessica Raspberry, family-oriented, community volunteer, teleconference host, and impactful leader. Miss Myra Smith Fry, known as Miss Meyer, the facilitator, is a devoted wife and mother and was a dedicated daughter to her mother until her transition to the next life. The first thing you notice about her is her beautiful smile. Even if you have the opportunity to speak with her on the phone, you will be drawn in by her enthusiastic passion for life. This summertime season in her life affords her to do so with spring-like effort, but carried out with autumn, winter-like wisdom. She has often been told she wants to do too much and help too many, but she is instructed by God how to operate in her assignment to uplift all. Miss Meyer leads her God-given abilities to host the all platforms that start at home and expand to church, community, calls and events, including but not limited to her founding, facilitating the I Am Special movement. Being a participant of Praying Moms, Take Back Our Youth Ministry, board member president, each week you can hear Miss Myra on the porch and in the workshop as she facilitates, co-hosts on the Wednesday night Transforming Your Child's Life with T. Wayne the Builder, educational call and Sunday night inspirational, I Am Special call. She is a summa cum laude graduate of Wiley College, home of the great debaters. Although life has not afforded her the opportunity to continue her formal educational journey, Ms. Myra has received an even greater education by attending numerous development platforms, workshops, and seminars, including Monday Night Motivation with Les Brown. She also attributes part of her success to others like Andy Henriquez and being part of a Show for Your Life motivational call. She especially wants to thank her big mama, big daddy, mama and her own family, and last but not least, the gentleman who was more like family, but was also her mentor, friend, peer, and colleague, Mr. T. Wayne Gatewood, better known as the Builder, for her advancement in knowledge and ability to get things done. She is especially excited that she will be able to impact others with her upcoming volume number one, book Mason Jar Wisdom. I introduce to you Ms. Meyer, the facilitator, wife, mother, entrepreneur, facilitator, and child community advocate. Ms. Julia Bland, known for her classy style, is a Columbus, Ohio-born native. One is amazed to learn that she is in her autumn season, for that she operates with the poise of one in their spring-summer season. Her overall appearance, voice, and intellect are well-preserved for such at this time. Ms. Julia is a West High School graduate who, through life's experiences and her own ability to see education as a lifelong journey, has an overall abilities, communication, organization, etc., that excel far above most who have advanced formal education. Her God-given voice ability is used to inform, direct, and motivate people all walks of life to know that you too can achieve your goals and purpose in life. As a result of her decision to become a member of Toastmasters International, she has become a sought-after voice artist. Her appearances include church events, community events, and cultural events. She can also be heard each week in her own hosting, facilitating roles on the Wednesday night educational call, Transforming Your Child's Life with T. Wayne the Builder, in the workshop, and on Sunday nights on the porch during the I Am Special inspirational call. Ms. Julia has been co-broadcaster on a public radio with her friend, mentor, and peer, the transformational STEM educator, T. Wayne Gatewood, who recently transitioned, and other venues including Talktainment Radio and Morning Glory International Voices of Hope Blog Talk Radio. Her most enjoyable professional accomplishments include being the host on the 7 Building Blocks to Connect with Young People DVD with The Builder and the executive producer of her own motivational CD, Quotes from Famous People and Everyday People, to move you forward in your life purpose. Ms. Julia is firm enough to instill discipline in those she meets, but nurturing enough to encourage one to believe in themselves and know with confidence that they can move forward in their goals and dreams. I introduce to you Ms. Julia Bland, classy, fashionable woman, professional speaker, recording voice artist, and community volunteer. Now that you know a little bit more about these beautiful and talented women, you should ultimately know that they are called to sow into your lives some wisdom during your life season. I am honored to present to you the dynamic, compassionate members of Seasons of Wisdom.
Thank you so much, Greg. I almost want to ask you, who were you talking about? You just made it sound so dynamic, so awesome. Thank you so much, and we're glad that you're a part of this. My sisters, are y'all here?
Yes.
Hi. We're doing it. We're doing it. And we just are so elated. I think they're still staying on. Yay. Now we're up to the part that we have been dreaming of for a long, long time. Jessica, I yield to you.
Gaining and acquiring wisdom.
In this season of your life will allow you
to walk in confidence and stride with passion.
Gaining and applying wisdom. Right now, I'm currently in a season of gaining and applying the knowledge that I'm taking from every challenge that I face, whether it's by week, whether it's by month, or whether it's by day. The knowledge that I try to take at least one point or tip or growth point from each challenge that I face. For instance, think about if one day you had no food, your food was taken from you, and you had to learn how to get food, whether it was through hunting or walking to the grocery store, or if your water in your house stopped working all of a sudden and you had not a single drop in the house, how would you bathe? What would you drink? How would you obtain water? To me, challenges are like that. That's why I always try to take something new that I did not know. For instance, time management, as the young lady mentioned earlier today. Time management, I learned from one of my challenges recently. Like you said, don't say you don't have enough time in a day when you do. It's all about how you manage it. Secondly, knowing when to speak and when not to speak. Sometimes it's important that you don't speak when you enter into a workplace or when you enter into a new location or into a facility. It's important that you are observant of things that are going on around you, of the people, of the things that you're around, the situations you're walking into. Those are a couple of tips and learning wisdom that I'm using to apply to my challenges now that I'm facing. And they have helped me greatly, especially with time management and, like I mentioned earlier, learning when to speak and when not to speak.
Hey, Jessica and Julia. I am taking a deep breath. I think that's part of gaining and applying knowledge. I tell you, I'm learning and I've learned, and tonight was a great example of that, is that even when you're stepping into something new, a different, tonight was a new type of platform for me. And in each of our lives, in the seasons, we're going to enter a new season. And yes, we have those actual chronological age seasons that we enter into, but within each one of those seasons, you're going to experience every season there is. And so even though I've done something similar to this and you have that experience, but you still have to continue to gain knowledge and be comfortable in that. Even when you may be stumbling, as I kind of did or felt like I did tonight, I'm still going to walk away and know that the next time I do this, I'll do it a little bit better. But I hope that everybody still heard my heart and heard all the heart of the presenters. And that's part of living our life as we go through the seasons. You know, we're going to make some errors. We're going to make some mistakes. We may misstep or step like we're not comfortable. And people sure are watching us at all times. But even in that, because of God, we can walk. We can strive. You know, I'm not going to stop moving toward my passion. I've had so many things in life come at me. I've had stumbling blocks. But thank God he turns them into stepping stones. And I can appreciate the journey. You know, it's taken me a while to get mature enough to say, I'm glad for the experience. I used to only be able to say, I appreciate the lesson from the experience. But like tonight, I'm glad for this experience. It happened. I thank God for it. And I thank God he allows me every day to become a more seasoned mother, to become a more involved person in her community, to just love on him, to be better at setting aside those 25 minutes, to be better at saying, I got to get some kind of fitness mechanism into my day and my children's day, because without health, you won't, nothing else matters. And I'm just glad that I have friends that are like family, friends and colleagues that really help me to boost up that assuredness. Because, see, I don't lean so much to my confidence in myself, but I lean toward God-fidence. And I thank my friend, my sister, my group member colleague, Julia, for giving me that word. And I invite all of you to do what I'm going to do. Even if you have to stumble through, keep on walking in confidence. Keep on striding in your passion. You got something that you were born to do.
Pray. Always pray. Prayer can lift you up when you feel like you're just so far down you can't get up. Keep moving ahead, for God can give you his hugs, the kind of hugs that only he can give you. Ask him for them. He will give them to you. I've done it so many times, and he has helped me by giving me that extra hug that I needed that day. If you have a close friend that you can talk to them about what's going on with you. Give them encouraging words. They give you encouraging words, lifting each other up to keep moving forward. Smile. Walk around. Give someone one of your smiles one day. That might be the only one they receive that day. Think about it. Think about it. Carry words and a passion of something from the Bible in your pocket on those hard days at work when people are getting on your nerves and your boss is driving you crazy and you think you just want to just quit and just walk right out the door. Even if you have to excuse yourself from your position that you're in and say you're going to the restroom, go in there and pray to God. Tell him you need him to make it through the rest of the day. For as seasons come and as seasons go, I've learned to live with wisdom in each one of them. Retirement can do a lot for you in a good way, or it can do a lot for you in a bad way. It's how you want to do it. And I had to do a lot of changing once I retired. A Native American once said, "Listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to your heart, for it knows." Listen. Listen in that quietness for God to speak to you. Even when you're taking a walk, you can hear things being told to you. And you wonder, it's like, sometimes you turn around, it's like, oh, did someone say something to me? Yes, it was God talking to you, telling you what your next move should be. Go with it. God is blessing you.
I feel empowered. I feel informed. Anybody feeling it with me?
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? It's time for us to continue to sow into our lives, to other people's lives, so we can implement and in Mason Jar Wisdom style, do what you were meant to do. And our mantra is, do it now and talk later. And so we hope you've enjoyed a segment from Jumping Point, which is from our Seasons of Wisdom spoken artist repertoire. In fact, we thank Jessica for coming up with this particular jumping point just for this occasion. What a wonderful job you do, my sister. And now we will have our closing prayer by Sister Barbara Watson. Sister Barbara Watson is a missionary, a deaconess. She is a child of God, a devoted wife and mother, and just a willing worker in God's harvest. Our closing prayer by Barbara Watson.
Precious and Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight thanking you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ. God, we honor you tonight, and we love you, and we lift you up on the earth, and we thank you for all you've done, and we thank you for all you're going to do. So, God, we just thank you for the opportunity to be, for me being amongst this group, for being involved in this radio show. Lord God, we thank you for Black Talk Radio tonight. And, oh, God, if it had not been for the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, oh, God, we just want to thank you for Minister Kim E. Underwood tonight for making it possible for us to be here in a season of wisdom. We glorify you and we honor you. And we just thank you tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we need you every hour of the day. Lord, we just thank you for the wisdom to use our time wisely. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom to use our good china. Bless us, O God, that we can start using our good china, O God, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, O God. We thank you for our season of faith, Father. And we thank you, Father, because you are our solid rock that we stand on, and we can't do nothing without you, Father. We need you, Father. And I ask you, Father, to bless us, to lean on, look to one another, O God, and lean on one another, O God, as we lean on your everlasting arm. We glorify you tonight. We praise you and we honor you, God. We can't do nothing without you. I'll say it forever and ever. Thank you, Father God, for your love and your mercy. We thank you for Myra Fry, O God, for her thoughts, making this show, O God. And we thank you for everybody on this show, O God, for every effort that they put forward, O God, to make it possible to come through. Thank you, Father, for all you've done. And we ask you to please forgive us, Lord God, for anything that we said, did, or thought that was wrong. Father, we repent of our sins. And we ask your forgiveness in the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We will now have a remark by the members of the Seasons of Wisdom. We are truly grateful to God for allowing us the opportunity and entrusting our inspirational group, Seasons of Wisdom, to bring to you a program that is meant to empower you to implement your dreams, your goals, and purpose with wisdom.
We want to thank each presenter and participant that came and shared with you, powerful women, our sister Sinead, Minister Kim, Sister Dana Stovall, and Sister Star Babatoon. Oh, my goodness, y'all brought it. And we especially want to thank the sound tech logistics and all whatever hat she wore, but producer Kim Sellers, Radio Angel, thank you so much. And thank you to our parent official sponsor, which is Uplifted Connections, LLC. Thank you to our official corporate media sponsor, Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. To all of you who chose to join us and to sow into yourself, know that your energy and presence has made this event memorable and successful. Please stay connected with us to share about your current season of wisdom journey and your future ones to come. We invite you to contact any of the presenters and participants you were privileged to listen to or learn from tonight to be on any of the upcoming programmed events. Be sure to share your events with us, too, by staying connected to the I Am Special movement and sharing with us each week on the porch for the I Am Special Sunday night inspirational phrase. I'm sorry, inspirational calls. I feel like we got our praise on. And we also are inviting you to be a part of Praying Moms and be a part of the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, Breakfast for Your Soul. And also, join us on Facebook and all the social media outlets. We want you all to know that you have special things to do in each season of your life. We hope is that as you hear this song that is sang by the truly gifted and anointed singer Shanae Moore of Oakland, California, that you will be reminded that your life is not your own, but it is all for the glory of the Lord. My sister's Seasons of Wisdom is elated and honored to present to you Mrs. Shanae Moore singing For Your Glory. Good night.
Thank you, Shanae Moore. Yes, awesome, awesome. For your glory, Lord, for your glory. That's why we want to get be wise in our seasons. We want to gain the wisdom for your glory, Lord, for your glory. Thank you so much, Lord, for pouring into us, for giving us a desire to seek your wisdom for your glory, for your glory. Yes, we thank you that you've given us this wonderful, wonderful platform, International Life Program by Seasons of Wisdom, spoken word vocal artists. Yes, and all the awesome presenters, the participants. We have wonderful poetry dramatized to us. We had beautiful prayers incoming and the closing prayer. We thank each and every one of you, Greg Walker, for introducing us, Star Barbatoon for illuminating us with your light through your star points, Dana Simone Stovall for telling us we got to get put the time in with the fitness into our schedule, and to our sister, Minister Kim, for telling us we got to spend some spiritual time with God. We're just so appreciative. So on behalf of Seasons of Wisdom, we want to say to you again, good night, we love you, and you are all special.
Held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.